from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombing of Syrian hospital believed to have been by Russian planes. The sound of men frantically digging through the debris after an airstrike in Syria's Idlib province left a hospital completely decimated. The hospital in northwest Syria was supported by Doctors Without Borders. Despite a ceasefire that was supposed to get underway in a week, a spokesman told Reuters the bombing was a deliberate attack and that 8 staff members are missing. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the airstrikes were believed to have been carried out by Russian aircraft, killing and wounding dozens of people. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond called on Russia to scale back its bombing in Syria.
The Russians can end this if they want to. They can make this cessation of hostilities work by scaling back their bombing and redirecting it against the real terrorists rather than bombing the moderate opposition. But if the Russians think that the moderate opposition are going to lay down their weapons while they carry on bombing moderate opposition positions, they're wrong. That's not going to happen.
Also on Monday, a missile struck a children's hospital in the northern town of Azaz, killing at least 10 people. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu had said today that his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters take that town of Azaz. Turkey shelled the U.S.-backed Kurdish People's Protection Unit's fighters several times in recent days, and Mr. Davutoğlu warned that if the Kurds do not withdraw from a nearby airbase, then Turkish forces will make it unusable. Syria accused Turkey of sending ground troops into Aleppo province on Saturday. Turkey's defense minister denied the allegations and said the military has no plans to deploy its forces across the border. This is VOA News. President Obama will seek to pull together America's leadership role in the Asia-Pacific region when he hosts all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations in the U.S. state of California today and tomorrow. ASEAN nations are experiencing growth as well as rising tensions, and that's why Mr. Obama will urge leaders to adopt a set of rules to ensure each country can pursue its interests legally and peacefully. Daniel Russell is the Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs.
And a cohesive ASEAN helps secure stability and growth. It's built around a common commitment to rules and to fairness. It allows major countries like the United States, other powers, to engage constructively as partners. It prevents Southeast Asia from becoming a sphere of influence or becoming a battlefield.
The Obama administration describes the region as the heart of the Asia-Pacific and ASEAN as a good forum in which to build an infrastructure to handle a range of issues. Witnesses in the Somali capital say a car bomb explosion has killed the country's foreign defense minister. A police officer at the scene said the bomb had been planted underneath the car of Muhyiddin Mohamed Haji Ibrahim. He's the former defense minister who had worked as an advisor for the Somali parliament. The blast occurred Monday in Mogadishu's KM4 neighborhood. A new Human Rights Watch report released on Monday says hundreds of women and girls still bear the physical and mental scars of sexual violence following Kenya's post-election turmoil in 2007 and 2008. The report says the government has not helped them. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Human Rights Watch says some 900 women and girls were victims of sexual violence during the post-election period, and many cases likely were unreported. Jacqueline Mutere alleges a neighbor's friend forcefully entered her house, pretending to seek refuge from the violence.
He started the pushing and shoving. He started making advances with me, and I refused them. They had my small kids in the room, in the house they were sleeping, and I wasn't going to accept his advances. And with brute force, so he became violent. He slapped me around a few times, actually. He burst my eardrum.
HRW's Agnes Othiombo is senior researcher for women's rights in Africa and interviewed survivors for the report.
Women have a lot of injuries, back injuries, leg injuries, because the rapes were just so brutal.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Because abortion is illegal in Kenya, even in rape cases, some women obtain so-called backstreet or back-alley abortions that left them with severe internal damage. Those who carried their pregnancies to term faced additional abuse and discrimination, as did their children. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.